Hi there. Thanks for joining us. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. A call to the Coast Guard today about an emergency off the coast of Miami. A small boat somehow ran aground and a number of people were in the water. Rescuers pulled some 27 survivors to safety, but unfortunately two others didn't make it. Authorities say they believe at least some of the passengers are Dominican migrants. At last report, they were still searching the waters to make sure no one else was out there. In Iraq, a big sign that efforts to stabilize that country are paying off. U.S. troop deaths this month are down about one half from September when 25 were killed. Now this month, 13 non-combat and combat deaths have been reported. Since the beginning of the war, 4,189 American troops have died in Iraq. A U.S. military official calls this month's drop a positive indication of the increased security across Iraq. Investigators say they're hoping to come closer to finding out who was responsible for a series of deadly bombings in northeastern India. They're checking out a message sent to a local news outlet claiming responsibility. No word yet on who sent that message. The death toll in yesterday's attacks has climbed to at least 74. Hundreds of other people were wounded and at least 9 bombs ripped through areas packed with lunchtime crowds. It is the final lap of the presidential race. John McCain is rallying in the must-win state of Ohio. Our latest Ohio poll shows McCain trailing Barack Obama by 5 points. He's taking a 2-day bus tour across that state. Meantime, Barack Obama is back in the place that gave him his first win, Iowa. He'll stop in Chicago to see his kids' Halloween costumes, and then it's off to Indiana. Polls show Obama with a healthy lead in Iowa, while Indiana is still a toss-up. A ceremony to mark General David Petraeus as the next chief of Central Command took place this morning in Tampa, Florida. General Petraeus will be responsible for managing U.S. military relations with nearly 24 countries. The general is credited with what the Bush administration and both major party presidential candidates now acknowledge was a highly successful troop surge in Iraq. One of the biggest challenges for General Petraeus will be Pakistan, which is currently dealing with economic, political, and social turmoil. Those are the headlines at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。